Visual Studio started in 1996 as a way to bring all of our development tools into a single integrated development environment. You fast forward to today, Visual Studio has grown significantly, whereby today we have millions of developers around the world using Visual Studio day in and day out.
Now we're using the DevOps methodology to build the entire product,
making it much faster for developers to get their hands on products, usually even quarters, and now even moving to a month-to-month cadence where you get real-time feedback and you get to change the direction of the product much faster than you would have before.
We completely reorganized the way the team works. We moved everybody into team rooms of 10 to 12 people, all focused around solving a problem.
You know, our approach really focused a lot on ensuring the teams had full end-to-end responsibility for what they were working on.
They own their own backlogs, they own the engineering of their features, and then they ultimately own delivery of those features, and they own it in production as well.
That means that there's a lot more accountability and responsibility and pride in what we're creating.
We've made all these changes to help our customers build innovative software. We're taking their feedback, we're adding it into the product, and then we're giving them the tools they need so they can build great software.
It's really about continuous development, continuous integration, continuous deployment, and continuous feedback. And we're taking both the qualitative data and the qualitative data together to really understand what the customer experience really is.
Understanding who your customer is, understanding what problems they have, and how you're going to help them solve them, and then following the product all the way through into the customer and making sure that it in fact does solve their problems.
By open sourcing .NET, we really wanted to accelerate the ecosystem around .NET.
And now our entire product from start to finish is actually developed completely in the open on GitHub. As you're checking in code, that code is being checked in publicly. People can actually see our check-ins every day, so you can actually see our progress in real time.
That kind of changes the entire culture. You realize there is a large and vibrant ecosystem that wants to work with you and collaborate on code.
Hack culture is changing the way we build our software from the ground up.
If we want to build the best product, we have to be the customer. We have to be the person that's using the product. What better way to actually do that than use Visual Studio to build applications?
Now it's really about how quickly can we learn, and sometimes that means failing fast and not being afraid to try something, realize it isn't actually what you intended for it to do, and change course really quickly.
One of the coolest things we've done at Microsoft is provided hackathons both across the company and within the developer division.
Anybody that wants to try an idea can now try an idea.
Visual Studio 2015 is a fantastic release. Download it, start using it, give us feedback, and more importantly, get involved.